The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now, do you want a horse as a child? I don't think so.
Is that what they...
You want to birth a minotaur because you can just have sex willy-nilly with whatever objects you want?
So the result between man marrying car would be horse baby?
So this nice bellhop sings you a love song, and in his mind, he's going to close that door, and he's probably going to hear... a bra fly across the room, you like bing, kicking your boxers off, out the balcony.
Right.
In actuality, he closes the door. You go. So you want one button on the room, on the garage door opener?
Yeah, what do you think those Ryobis are going for these days?
Jim Crow era Joe. We talked extensively about his knowledge of the Slipknot.
Slipknot Joe. Slip,
which is what all his buddies called him.
Slipknot Joe, back the Lattice Man.
You think Slipknot Joe has survived these last 9 months?
No, rest in peace, Joe. You had a... Well, it was a long run. I can't say if it was a good run.
Yeah. He made it a while.
Yeah, he did.
Because I think you estimated he was in his late 80s or early 90s.
Yeah, listen, this guy owned decent-sized property and was pretty nonchalant regarding this virus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
makes sense.
Seemed to be a man who kind of took care of his own land, Steve. Didn't want no help from no one.
So he was a guy that definitely referred to it as his land, not his property.
Yeah, I think so. I think if a solicitor came on, he was telling
me, "Get off my land!
Get off my land, unless you want 3 shells of buckshot." Which I think is a shooting term.
Yeah. All the shooters are saying that.
Yep, that's somebody just confused me for a gunman. Gunman. I should put the emphasis in the right spot there. Like a gun guy.
Yeah.
Because they're like, whoa, this Kyle, he knows his guns. If I refer to myself as a gunman...
You're a gunman.
You don't want to be a gunman because that's what news reports use...
Yeah.
...to describe the people who have shot other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of... You know, seeing... You know, you're a rugged guy. You're out there wrenching on a Comanche. You're welding now.
Yeah.
You're burning through any savings you and your wife have had, buying unnecessary tools for your 3-stall garage to work on this.
That's a 2-stall.
Oh, that is? Yeah. Oh, that's right. We were talking about you jamming 3 cars into it because you didn't want to be cold.
But you notice what was parked in your parking spot when you got here this
You know what
morning.
I did? Parked up right behind it.
Saw that.
Tail end out in the road.
That's all right.
But I didn't want to block the other side of the driveway just in case Annette had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to park on the road because I'm a physical hazard that I could fall.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And
exactly. Still recovering from the boo-boo.
As I've said before, I don't know your homeowner's insurance policy.
I don't think that it doesn't... park in the street all you want, because my homeowner stops at the curb.
That's the thing. I'd have to make sure if I'm going down, on property.
I think you're better off going down in the street, though, because then it's the township. Then you're on a government level.
But don't you think the township's going to litigate that for years? And they're
probably
going to fight that tooth
probably,
and
but I you, get, like you I... get yourself a good slip and fall guy, though.
Right.
You get, like, Slip and Jimmy.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of money out of this.
Slip and Jimmy, obviously, he's the one who has the billboard where he pays for the extra where his figure is outside the billboard.
Oh, yeah.
And he's at a 45-degree angle as he's falling, obviously.
Right. Or his... Or he's doing, like, his patented double thumbs up or something, like the Fonz, but one of the thumbs sticks past the edge of the billboard.
Right, and then His other billboards have him, again, with the figure out of the billboard. But this is like a little dog attached to his arm, because obviously he's doing dog bites.
Yeah.
There's no question he's handling dog bites. Yeah, I think I'd make sure to get on property. I feel like your insurance would, you know, be the quick settlement type of insurance.
Probably.
Your deductible, your premiums go up a little bit.
Probably, yeah, yeah. They go through the roof, I'm sure.
The podcast keeps on spinning.
So
does the podcast die if one of us sues each other?
If this happens, like if you show up on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning. By the way, it is Sunday, January 3rd, 2021, the year of our Lord. It's the Stephen Kyle Podcast, first recording of the new year. So going back to that, say you pull up one Saturday or Sunday morning, get out of the car, take a header.
Yep.
Bounce your head off the concrete.
Yep.
You're out. Blood, the whole nine yards. I got to call the EMTs to come out and scrape you up, take you to the hospital.
Yep.
Months of recovery.
Yep. They've got to tell me what my name is.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me that I have a wife and child.
Yeah. After that, do we continue? Because you're no doubt going to sue me.
Right. Right.
And then do we just continue along as if things are normal?
Well, right.
As our lawyers go at it in the background?
Yeah.
And you drain me for every penny I don't have?
So like I come in on a Saturday after a Friday where I've had my lawyer send a statement saying how big of a butt Steve is. Just like just poop flinging back and forth for no real reason.
Where it's using terms that you use, but it's in lawyer speak. So I know that you obviously
I dictated
contributed
the whole thing
to this filing.
Yeah, even though insurance has offered settlements that appear fine for both parties, and neither of us are really involved, we've just decided to delay it.
Right.
And continue the mudslinging via legal briefs.
Yeah. Like I'm doing like terrible advertising, false advertising, saying basically like political ads, fake political ads. Kyle once punched an old lady in the face. Can you trust him?
We end up losing more money than any money comes my way based on stupid radio. I mean, everybody knows you can get a radio ad for like $30
now. Oh yeah, they're cheap.
Nobody's listening to that garbage.
Nothing. It's a outdated medium.
If you're working in it, I'd suggest looking elsewhere.
Boy. Good thing I'm an entrepreneur over here with my highly successful YouTube channel with 399 subscribers.
Oh, hey, that's not bad.
Pretty good, right?
Not bad.
Yeah.
But going back, Steve, you know, you wrench on your own vehicles, you're a DIY guy.
Well, you know.
You ever thought about becoming a gun guy?
A gunman?
Like going out and, going to the range and just collecting pistols and shooting targets because you feel... I mean, you've done it before when the radio show, when you guys visited... I don't even know if you have still an affiliate there in Alabama.
Oh, in...
Was it in Alabama?
Yeah.
Were
in
you guys,
Birmingham.
Yeah, you were doing... You did some stuff at a gun range there, I thought.
Yeah, I've never... Because I was only there one time. And the time that I was there apparently was the time that they didn't want to be cool.
Oh, so you guys did the regular stuff.
Although I did shoot like one of those crazy compound bows, which was awesome. That's one of those ones that like
pull
back and then all of a sudden it gets really easy and it goes like
zzz. So you got to get it past that barrier.
Yeah, like the tipping point. And I don't think I could ever be gun guy though.
I don't think so.
No, I mean like here's the thing. I do think that I would really enjoy going to the range and shooting. I think that that would be a lot of fun, but I don't think I'd ever be into it where I'd want my own. I'd want like the rental, when you go to play putt-putt and they just give you a putter that 300 other people have used that day.
Yeah. So you don't want your own personal collection of handguns or whatever that you take out of the safe.
Maybe one, I think.
Right.
I'd be fine with one. But, it's just not my thing.
Okay.
I'd never be somebody who was like, you know, when Annette was like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? Like, well, I want a double barrel, three-cock shooter.
I need the six-round extra oily super silver.
Super soaker. Super oily six-round super soaker.
That's silver.
So,
it's got to be. Make it the pretty one.
Yeah, no, it's just...
I feel
not,
like that would
not my thing.
I feel like that would complete your persona as, you know.
Well, I do have a pickup truck, so I could put a gun rack in the back of it.
No. If you're driving a pickup truck, meaning the Comanche, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You're throwing your guns loosey-goosey into the back. No, you
So I'm just dropping it in the bed.
Yeah.
So as I go around a turn, it's like... Dum, 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 dum,
no,
dum,
you've
dum.
Got your pistol loose in the passenger seat. And you're throwing the rifle into the bed loose.
Boy, that seems dangerous.
But when
I
you
think responsible gun owners, responsible gunmen would be very disappointed.
Well,
with that.
Nobody is looking at you as responsible gunmen. We're fitting the character here, Steve.
Sure.
Of you becoming, you know, rough and tumble. I do everything myself, and you know, look at me. And I think you would have to complete the character before you throw the rifle into the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
You'd have to arm sweep like 12 cans of Coors Banquet beer out of the way.
Sure.
That you had no doubt drank while driving.
Yeah.
And used your left hand out the driver's window. That's open anyway.
Throw them right in the bed.
And thrown it in the bed.
Yeah.
And that driver's window's open all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're now a smoker.
Boy, things have really escalated for me here in the new year. We're 3 days in.
Well, I'm assuming this is after Annette takes the kid and leaves.
Okay, yeah.
And
I do feel like I'd be really susceptible to like a bad, bad midlife crisis
if my wife
and child were to leave me.
There's no... You and I would be buying like... But we'd be buying the stuff that's like 2 or 3 years too late. So I'd be buying like blue jeans with those shiny rhinestones on it. And you'd go the other way, and you'd become gun-toting, smoking hillbilly.
Right. But I'd be wearing skinny jeans.
Well, you'd be wearing your skinny jeans. You'd be the guy who gets to the bar, like you step out of your truck and you change your shirt so you don't smell like smoke. So you just step out, rip your...
Take off my one affliction shirt.
Yep.
Put on my other affliction shirt.
Put on the fresh one that's been airing out in the truck bed.
With the empties of Coors Banquet beer.
With the Coors cans and the rifle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smelling good. Smelling like home.
It's funny. Annette and I were talking about this the other day. It was New Year's Eve. And obviously we didn't go out anywhere. We didn't do anything. We were at my in-laws. And we went up there. Now we did it as... I think as responsible as can be done. We both had COVID tests.
Yeah.
And then we both obviously tested negative, so we went up there.
And just to clarify, you did push a sick elderly woman out of the way to make sure you got your test, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You wanted to make sure you guys got yours because you were going on a quick trip.
Yeah, of course. I mean, think about me first.
Yeah.
And no one else.
So Ethel in the wheelchair... And Steve went and stuck a stick in her spokes so she couldn't get further in line to get the test.
Sorry,
because
Ethel.
You and Annette needed your, you guys needed yours.
So it was New Year's Eve and we were just kind of having the reminiscing conversation about like, I remember like, what would you be doing if you were, you know, 22 years old or just out of college or still in college. And we just talked about all the, you know, for me, it was never fun to go out on New Year's Eve.
No.
I always had such high expectations, and then I'd pay the $75 or $100 cover,
right.
Go to the bar because free drinks, free champagne toast.
Yeah.
They got a free buffet. Oh, man, I'm going to be I'll be able to eat all night. I'll drink all night. I'll probably have 10
You're
or 12
make
beers.
Make your money back in
this
tenfold.
This is
going
to be simple. And then you go out, and I remember the 1 year I got legit two drinks and then the champagne toast. At midnight, which was such garbage. It was, but it never stopped me because every year I was like, no, this is going to be the year. This will be the year that finally it's all going to pay off. All the pieces are going to fall into place. And, I said to Annette, I was like, man, I don't miss that at all, but given the opportunity, I would love to do it one more time, but I want to go back to the bars that I used to go to.
Oh,
and then I realized that I would be the...
Don't you think you'd hate it? I hate every second.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it would be fun to see it just from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not the time when I'm like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, find a chick or anything.
Right. It's a different vibe. Yeah. You're not... Even if you weren't actively looking at that age group, Steve, you and I mean, I think every male was the same. You're always kind of like, yeah, I'll probably... Like, it's going to be that movie moment where... me and this random girl who have talked for 30 minutes make out at midnight, yeah. and then next thing you know, we're getting married. We both wake up in bed at 10 a.m. and
right.
you know, like, it would be a totally different feel.
Yeah,
you'd be checking your phone for updates on Evelyn.
Yeah, exactly. It would be completely different.
Yeah,
but I would still. I think it would be fun. But then I had the realization: no, then I would be the 40-year-old.
Yeah.
At the college bar with everyone else, literally half my age.
Yeah. 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 No question. Probably a good number under that age trying yeah. to just, you know,
right.
less
sneak
than 21.
In or whatever. Yeah. yeah.
Now, I've done it both ways, obviously, you know, when we're in our 30s. My favorite New Year, and by the way, Happy New Year's, Steve.
Oh, happy New Year's to you
yep,
as well.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate
it. Oh, I can't wait until a week from tomorrow when I'm back at work and I can make fun of one of my coworkers for sending a text to the group to say Happy New Year's.
Oh, there's no S.
You white trash idiot.
There's no S, you...
No.
I almost swore.
It's New Year's Eve yep. because it is the eve of the eve belongs yep. to... The new year. What is that? Yep. Like the something apostrophe or the...
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but that's exactly right, Steve. You don't need the apostrophe.
That's like when people send out Christmas cards. Like yeah. if I was to send out a Christmas card and it said from the McKiernans and sure. I had an apostrophe S.
Yes.
No, that means McKiernan is.
Yeah.
That's not... Yeah, you don't need it. Like when you eat... Two apples.
Sure.
You don't eat two APPLE apostrophe S.
Yeah, there's... everybody needs to learn their apostrophe S.
Yeah.
There's the ownership.
Mm-hmm.
There's the plural.
Yeah.
So please get them correct because you're embarrassing yourself. But yeah. Speaking of... A very quick interjection before we get back to New Year's.
Happy New Year's,
by the way. Happy New Year's to everybody out there listening. Thank you. I got the... And it's a patented move, Steve. And I apologize that I put him in this spot because he didn't have to do it. And the more I think about it, I don't think it was him. I believe it was his lovely bride, Carla, who was put in this spot.
Oh.
Now, I've had Brother Mike, Carla, the family on the Christmas card list for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this year was the first year that Brother Mike and Carla got the Christmas card and thought, we need to send out the emergency.
Oh, did you
Christmas so did it, card came it, like 2 days after Christmas?
No, I think that's about when
we
got ours. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we got ours
because that makes me feel bad. I don't want people to feel yeah. like they need to send one just because. And that's a weird. The Christmas card world is a weird, weird thing to where.
Yeah.
They didn't send me one last year. I'm not going to send them one this year. And then they send you one. And then they're on their. And it's this weird back and forth.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter. It's
no.
really dumb. The one thing we can all agree on is if you're saying happy holidays on your Christmas card.
Real piece of garbage.
You are. You're a Christmas hating piece of crap.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I know that to somebody who has no doubt never met a Jew in their entire life.
How dare you? I have spoken to Brian Krause on the phone.
It may be hard to believe that there are other celebrations this time of year.
All I ask,
other than you know, the birth of your Lord and Savior. I know. First of all, I know how you celebrate the true meaning of Christmas.
Thank you for respecting my religion, Steve. I hope
so. You were no doubt at midnight mass on Christmas Eve. You're probably back there at 7 a.m. Christmas Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, chastity belt, all that whole thing where you're tightening it a few notches if you didn't pray hard enough the night before, I guess.
Is that what happens? Is
yeah,
that
I think
what
that's
a chastity belt is?
Yeah, I think if you don't pray hard enough, you're supposed to tighten it, and then it
okay.
you know, cuts you a little bit.
Okay.
That's my understanding, obviously.
Gotcha. Boy, it's been a couple of years since I, you know.
I just expect you both to go next year. I want your card to flip... like 180 degrees
okay.
to where you're wearing a Santa suit. Like Evelyn's wrapped in Christmas lights.
Right. And
there's only like in the background, there's one of maybe Annette could cricket like a board that says something like it, you know, only Christmas in this house.
Or like, you know, 0 miles to the North Pole.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, maybe have Lola dressed up as an elf, you know, whatever.
Okay. All right. So,
just really do a 180 and make sure you get back to the true meaning of Christmas, which is Santa Claus.
And presents.
Presents. And the presumed birth of Jesus that happened months or weeks before Christmas.
Now, while we're on the topic of Christmas, this was probably 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas. My wife was online doing something, and she said, "Oh my God, this would be the perfect book to get for Reed."
Yeah.
Your son. So she went on to, it was like barnesandnoble.com or something, ordered it. And I think right off the bat, we knew that it was going to be cutting it close to get it by Christmas.
Sure.
So
which
we thought,
is not a big deal. Reed, not a calendar man yet.
No, not
real
quite.
Dumb.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, I tell him, hey, find January 21st, and the kid's drooling all over April. Like, I think it's pretty hopeless.
So she ordered the book, and then for a while it was saying it was going to arrive on Friday, December 25th, which would have been a real surprise, seeing as that was Christmas Day.
Can you imagine the postal worker tasked with delivering that tiny, thin package?
Well, boy, now that you bring that up, there might be something to this, because not surprisingly, the local stooges at the USPS...
Steve, again, does not speak for the Steve and Kyle podcast.
No, he does.
One of us appreciates the extra work those End of the Driveway Wards have been putting in this holiday season.
I'm thinking that this could have been... Yeah, this was Josh Reed. This was specifically Josh Reed.
By the way, it was referred to as Shipmageddon, not to interrupt or to ruin the flow here. It was referred to as Shipmageddon. This December.
Was it?
Because of there were warnings saying, hey, if you don't have such and such purchased by this date, sorry, you're out of luck. It's that bad this year.
P.S. Nice scam where I pay for 2 days shipping. It takes 4 days to get there. And then when I say, hey, where's my refund? You say, oh, no. That doesn't apply here because we're really busy.
Yeah. Didn't you see the news?
So you can still charge me for it even though you know it's not going to get there in time? I'm handing you the money and you're going, idiot.
Hey, do you want to pay for the regular shipping and the upgraded shipping where we guarantee it'll be there by that date unless we're busy that day?
I mean, it's guaranteed unless we don't really feel like it.
It's guaranteed unless Janine has a cold and can't make it into sort that day.
So anyway, so she orders this book. It's the shipping says it'll be there on Christmas Day, so we know, obviously, it's not going to... Maybe we're holding out hope. So
it's going to get there early.
It was Christmas Eve, and she looked at the shipping, and she said, oh, it was at the post office in our town.
Sure.
So I thought, well, this is great. Maybe it'll make it. Worst case scenario, gets here the day after Christmas. We weren't going to see you. I think you were coming over to record that day, or I forget what our record schedule was. I was like, oh, it'll be perfect. And then... She checked the shipping the next day, and it had made it from our post office, which is, as the crow flies, probably 5 miles away.
Sure.
To Pennsylvania.
Hey, taking the scenic route. Maybe they're heading down the Lincoln, Lincoln Highway over there in Pennsylvania,
sure.
Steve?
Yeah.
You know, visit all the sites. Maybe it really wants this book to get... All the way around.
Well, it had started in Pennsylvania. It had started somewhere else in Pennsylvania, made its way through the through Pennsylvania into Ohio. I think it may have been in Indiana for a day or so.
Yeah.
Then it shot up here to Michigan, and then within 2 days, back in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
where it has been sitting since last Monday.
Oh, good. So it's wedged in between a seat somewhere.
So, Annette called them earlier today, and they just said, "Yeah." It's probably going to get there by Tuesday.
Oh, good.
All right, great.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. So that sounds good. But of course, she called Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble blames it on the post office. If she were to call the post office, they'd probably blame it on like UPS because it was one of those ones
Is it like a SurePost where it goes UPS to the mail?
To the USB.
Yep. And you know what I think we need to do? We need to make it just one. The only one part company can ship.
And it's got to be DHL.
And it's got to be DHL. Like, they get thrust into the big leagues out of nowhere.
It's like earlier this year when out of nowhere, Zoom was called upon to be the one.
Hey, everybody's forgotten about Skype. Now it's Zoom.
Yeah.
What's funny, and this is going to be fun to track, Steve, because you gave me a brilliant idea when you said, hey, have a book for Reed coming, and I thought I had something on my list mm-hmm. that I'd saved since, let me see if I can pull it up here. August 6th.
Okay.
And I had a book that I had intended to buy for Evelyn.
Oh. Oh, it's unnecessary.
No. And you kicked the reminder into okay. high gear. And that will be here this week. So it is a race. I bought this 2 days after Christmas.
Okay. So you bought that on the 27th. The book yeah. for Reed was purchased, I don't know, probably around the 10th.
And there's a good chance that this book will beat
yeah.
yours here.
Where is it coming from?
Boy, that's a good question. Let me track it here real quick because I don't care.
I mean, like, where did you order it through? Like
through Amazon.
Okay. Oh boy, Amazon, and it's not here yet, huh?
Well, they didn't promise me the fast shipping. It was shipped on the 31st. Oh, never mind. I beat you already. It arrived at a carrier facility in this town, not the hub in Grand Rapids.
Sure, but well, mine was also in this town. That's why
I'm
thinking.
Yeah, but
this
is Amazon. They don't mess around. This thing's gone.
I'm thinking Josh Reed is behind this.
Josh Reed is like,
he was the one. He's like the local postmaster. Josh yeah. Reed, big listener to this podcast.
Steve, come on, do you need me to jump in there?
General postmaster.
Thank you, the local general postmaster.
So he was probably tasked with delivering it via horseback because obviously the company cars don't drive on Christmas.
Right. Well, there's
and out of respect for the Lord.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to go into the stables Christmas morning, give the old nod to the baby Jesus there in the manger.
Yep.
Hop on Calliope.
Yep.
And
Paul Revere's way through the villages
with a book for Reed.
You're screaming Merry Christmas at every home. No, this is gone. There's two options, by the way, for the USPS for deliveries around the holidays, Steve.
No, there's only one option for me, and that's never use them again.
It's horseback or punt kick. They just step out the front door,
kick it,
drop kick it as far as they can. Delivered!
Out of our hands now.
This book has gone from Nashville, Tennessee to Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. So far, that's
to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's a good trajectory.
To our local post office, Steve, less than 3 miles like away from here.
Yep.
And I have a gut feeling this thing is going to be here tomorrow. So,
well, if it's Amazon, it could be here today.
No, that's a good point. It doesn't show that it will today, but
it's not showing out for delivery. Yeah,
no, but it arrived too late at the carrier facility.
It's just USPS that does the Sunday deliveries. You know they'll bungle that, throw it in a river.
Oh, thank you. And that where Kyle lives.
Thank you so much for putting in all those extra hours.
No, screw you. Don't take on the responsibility if you can't fulfill it.
It's Monday. Amazon has not had it. I just checked with our End of the Driveway Warriors tracking tool, Steve. It will be here tomorrow, January 4th.
Yeah, mine was supposed to be here on Christmas.
The USPS doesn't lie. The tracking history shows
they most definitely...
that it will definitely be here. By the time people are listening to this, I will have baby Evelyn's gift and her book here in hand.
Speaking of the USPS, can't be avoided any longer. Package that we have sitting here on our table.
Oh, yeah, we've got a few things to get to here, don't we?
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Now, this package that, there's one from Josh, or Jeff Green, I'm sorry.
I want to talk about Josh Reed there, so I can see why you'd be a little slip up. No,
Josh may have had his hand in this because, boy, it looks like it was just punted down the street.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like this was part of the dropkick team, and then they changed their mind, maybe because of the cost of shipping that Jeff Green paid for this. They decided, hey, maybe we'll put this one... sling this on the back of old Black Stallion,
yeah,
and let's head on down the road.
Now, by the way, this was Jeff paid for 2 day shipping on this.
Priority mail, yeah,
which you would think is one of the services that falls under the if we don't get it there in this time,
you'd be refunded, yeah,
but no. This says expected delivery day 12/18. This was in the mail. This was in our PO box. Well, it was after Christmas that I went there.
Oh, wow.
So it was at least a week late. So, Jeff, throw a brick through the local USPS.
Window. And again, both of these, we have two. And this first package I'm about to open is from our friend Nikki Constantine.
Nikki Constantine.
Over in Maine. And there's a good chance that both of these could be for your other project, Second Chance Jeep.
No, it could. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Now, they don't say anything regarding the podcast or Kyle or whatever on it. So I could be opening right now, Steve, a gift for Jeep, which I don't know what Jeep's like, other than, like I said, rifles in the bed and empty Coors Banquet beer cans. Well, believe me, I think there's another. Just add it to our sticker collection.
Oh, perfect. There. Another Redbubble sticker with a little.
This one's an octopus, it looks like. Or
looks like a little ghost.
Oh, it's a ghost. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe she ordered this around Halloween.
Peel this off and
add it to the microphone.
The microphone board.
Looks like there's two shirts here, Steve.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Nikki is. Nikki is always spot on with her her shirts. We had, remember a couple years ago, she sent us a. Oh, what? I need to see it.
The physical representation
of oh man, this is going back what 3 years?
This is
the infamous story of Rick, the man who drove over to my house. This was in my early days of Facebook giveaways. Yeah. I was giving away a couple, I think 8-foot-long sections of white picket fence that were inexplicably in the middle of my backyard, just standing up. Posted them on, I think it was a Craigslist one. I feel like Rec was a Craigslist man.
Yeah, probably.
And he showed up in his like Lincoln Continental or whatever, and he just threw them. Like 1 foot of them was actually in the vehicle, with the remaining 7 feet just dangling out the back.
It was the most willy-nilly operation.
Can I see that?
As you can see, Nikki's representation of Rec has a bunch of empty beer bottles in the opened trunk.
So it's basically exactly what you described.
Yeah, but look at the physical representation of Rec there. Who appears to be like a bearded Frenchman.
He does. Yeah, it appears as though he has a beret on. It could be. But he's got a long white beard. He's given the thumbs up. He's got a sweater with, I don't know, is that maybe a tie-dye shirt on underneath?
Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
He's got some floods on, the pants that miss the ground by about 6 inches. Of course, his license plate says Wreck. But the beauty of it is, it looks like his car has buck teeth because of the way that the
fence is hanging out.
Oh, this is amazing.
That is a beautiful, beautiful representation, Nikki. And as always, if Nikki sends us those, we will post them on the shop there at stevenkyle.com.
That is incredible. Incredible. Okay, what is the second one? Is it
it's the same.
Okay, it's the second
in black.
Oh, very nice. Oh, that is beautiful. Beautiful, Nikki.
Those are just a gorgeous, gorgeous effort.
Man, it really pops on the black.
It does. I like that. I love the hat on Rec. I got it. And of course he's hitchhiking or telling you good job.
I think he's doing thumbs up. Like, thumbs up, man. Thanks for hooking me up with this. This absolute treasure.
That is just what a lovely incarnation there, Nikki. Thank
had
you.
Did I actually send you? I feel like the
you
day
sent me the photo of the car. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like I ran upstairs and like took a picture out the window.
Oh boy, that would be. And you're right. That was like 3 years ago.
It was when we first moved into this house. So it would have been late 2017, maybe maybe spring 2018. I don't know if your phone goes back that far.
Oh, boy, but that's going to be a long way to try to find it. I am indeed looking, but that is a very specific. We will try to find that and post that again here.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Because, I see the picture of the truck that picked up the rotted wood.
Oh, wow.
I have that.
Jeez, how long ago was that?
I already lost it. It's already gone. I'm on the hunt, Steve. I am on the hunt to try to find Rex, Cadillac DeVille, where he loaded up with that vinyl gorgeous fence.
Now, apparently, Nikki has sent other stuff, too. Some of it, I'm looking. Oh, boy. Look at that. Old USPS fumbled it again. Looks like it was delivered to the P.O. box yesterday.
Oh, I just perfect.
Haven't had a chance to get over there yet, so we will no doubt have them to open next week. But, Nikki, thank you very much. That unlike the the one shirt that you sent us with Lee Harvey Oswald, number one librarian,
I feel like
I'm going to be able to wear this. The other one, I just feel inappropriate wearing it. I wear it around the house all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I have it in the drawers.
It's a wonderfully comfortable shirt.
I have it in my dresser at home. I just don't know. Fear that people don't get the joke.
Which, very likely that most of them don't get the joke.
Well, either that or we end up, you know, running into a Kennedy, which, as we talked about, there's not many left.
No, they all keep dying in plane crashes.
And ski accidents.
Ski tree incidents.
Red fly, red herrings everywhere.
Now, before we get to this next one, we can't go a minute longer without apologizing profusely for the filth that you heard on this podcast, The Year in Review.
You know, that's not us, and I want to take a moment to apologize on my co-host's behalf here. he's spent this week in shame and penance.
Boy, a couple of weird things happened because you sent me a text the other day saying, hey, did you have to edit the podcast, the Year in Review podcast?
Right. So because
I was like, what do you mean? Did I? Yeah, of course I edited the whole thing and I posted it.
Right.
And you said, no, but did you have to, after the fact, did you have to pull it down and re-edit it?
Right. Like, because here's what can happen is if we post it, and you have automatic downloads or whatever set up, and that podcast downloads immediately. But then say, we realize something, Steve. Hey, we need to add this on, or we need to take this out.
Forgot to do this, forgot to do that.
It would then re-upload that file, but the people who already have it downloaded would have the original.
Sure, yeah.
So that was
it's out there. Once it's posted, like they say, once it's on the internet, it's out there.
Yeah, so that was my fear, because you don't keep me up to the second on your editing process because it's a waste of both of our times. So that's why I asked, because I was monitoring the Twitter account and I saw one half of the Brothers Humphrey. I believe this was Steven, who just sends out lewd amounts of mail with incorrect postage.
Still waiting on that 30-cent check.
He said that there was a very clear F-bomb.
Yeah, which was shocking to me. I was like, what? No, he's crazy. And he put a timestamp.
Yeah.
You went to the timestamp, listened to it. You're like, no, we're in the middle of talking about something completely different.
Yep, I downloaded it on my podcast app that I've used for years for all of my podcasts on my phone. Listened to a few minutes, I thought. Didn't hear anything. Started asking for a screen record, which most modern phones, you can record your screen and the audio that's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Humphrey sent me a screenshot of the same timestamp, and I couldn't find it. So I finally reached out to you, and I didn't even think to go, hey, I'll go listen to the Facebook version or the Twitter version. Well, that's the first place you ended up going.
Yeah, because I wasn't at home at the time, so I was able to pull it up real quick, jump to that timestamp, and I was like, oh boy. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
feel my ears get a bit hot. And not that I care that people know that I said the F word,
right.
But I was just like, man, it just makes, like, we are already so unprofessional.
Sure. Yeah.
But the one thing I always prided us on is that we were able to make a clean edit and upload stuff on time. And very, very few times where we've had to go back because we realized we made a mistake with something or I forgot to edit something.
I could count on one hand the amount of times. I mean, so granted, this Year in Review episode is different.
Mm-hmm.
Peel back behind the curtain. We're recording everything in between all of the segments.
It's live. No matter when you listen to it, it's live.
But on one hand, I can count the number of times we've had to go back. I think we cut a joke that we took a day, thought about it, and agreed.
Yeah, there have been a couple of times.
Yeah, maybe poor taste or maybe not interpreted the right way. Let's yank it. But other than that, it's a bleep. It's a cut a cough here and there. Nothing major. But this episode, for whatever reason, well, I could speak a little bit for Steve. Steve was busy. You know, it'd been a busy week and a half there with the holiday break-ins, everything going on. He, you know, editing this audio for the year in review. So we were sitting here saying, hey, we're coming out of segment three, say whatever it is. We're going into segment four, whatever that is. And then we would start talking.
Yeah.
And within 30 seconds, one of us or both of us would say, what was the next segment again?
What were we
again?
Talking about? What did we have to?
Which because, is embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. Because a lot of times when we would start recording, say it was up to me to make the transition into the next segment, I'd still be scrambling like, okay, how do I go from Sonny Bono dying to Slipknot Joe the Lattice Man?
Yeah.
Like in a, you know, in a real way where it doesn't sound like, it doesn't sound stupid.
Yeah, but. And what happens when we do that? Is we still don't plan. We just start talking and hope we get there.
Yeah.
But what happens also is, as you heard, a little bit of frustration after a while.
Yeah. I had no idea what I was trying to say, and I ended up saying something like, what the F am I trying to say?
Yeah, because, and I think then, that's what happened. You had forgotten what you were talking into.
And then you hear you off mic like, I don't know, maybe just say it, something like, blah, 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 blah.
So
And then we reset. So I did go back. So if you're a late downloader, if you don't have automatic upload or automatic downloads, which everybody does, so I don't even know why I bothered.
That's fine. We'll throw it on the blooper reel.
So there's a little chestnut for you to start off 2021.
Yeah, and in case that is not the normal language we use around here. So again, I've notified Steve's mother. There's a bar of soap being mailed directly.
Yeah, I never fucking say that bull. Anyway, back to viewer mail time.
Yeah, let's cleanse the palate a little bit if you've got that ready.
Hey, folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Thank you, Pig. What do we got? Okay, so this is the one from Jeff Green that the USPS decided to play football with.
Yep, this was the annual... Christmas week football package where they go through and they select. Now, do you have, can I use a pen maybe to get through something else? I don't want to ruin a good pen for you.
That's all right. Hey, there we go.
Beautifully packaged.
Strength
here,
is coming
Jeff.
Back, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, Steve, just as a quick update, felt a lot better, went back to work this past week.
Boy, I'm glad that you felt a lot better because no doubt dozens of families in this area now feel a lot worse because
I gotta
their,
tell you,
their mortgages were denied.
That first denial felt real good. You know, it was like...
Was it like riding a bike? Hop
riding
back on.
So I struggled with a lot of the stuff getting back, just trying to figure out, hey, how did I do this before? But those denials, Steve, like riding a bike, no issues. Boy, this is very, very securely secured.
Speaking of no issues...
Jeff Green. Oh, good, another piece of tape.
Okay.
All right, we're into the fortress. we need some Steve and Kyle podcast letter opener merch.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's wrapped gifts in here,
Steve.
Oh
boy.
Oh my goodness. Well, this one is addressed to me. Oh, well, you're lucky my weight limit's been improved. That is to Steve. Mine's bigger in case you're keeping track.
Sure does. Oh, what's that?
This is a bag. Can you see? Does that say to anybody in there?
It looks like to the garbage because it couldn't be more crumpled up.
It is securely fastened. Oh!
What is that? What is a satellite wafer?
A satellite wafer filled with assorted candy beads?
Let me see.
I've never heard of that.
Satellite wafer. Okay, well, we got to go into...
Well, but listen, yeah, Jeff knows this podcast, and he knows we're willing to try any of the garbage candy.
All right, I guess I'll go with a blue/pink.
Is that a wafer to chew, to bite?
I guess so.
Right, you're going to the pink.
Garrett's satellite wafers have been in America since the 1950s. This nostalgic candy has enjoyed a great reputation, particularly in the Northeast, where people love these candies so much they will do anything to get their hands on them.
That can't be true. No. I'm looking at the bag and the candy, and I would bet children run away.
Okay, this looks... the consistency, it feels like a small styrofoam disc.
Yeah, like nothing you'd ever eat.
Yeah, it's a small styrofoam disc. It's blue on one side. It's pink on the other side. Here you go.
Let me pick out a color. I'm going to go with a blue and or a blue and orange, Steve. Let's just take a big old
chomp. I guess I'll just eat that.
Does it dissolve or does it... It tastes like cardboard.
You can't be doing this right.
It's cardboard, isn't it? Is that foam?
It's styrofoam.
Is that styrofoam? Is this a gag gift?
And then it has, like, sprinkles in it that you put on your ice cream.
Okay, so I think...
All right, hey...
Hang on, it's sticky, though. It might be like a dissolve in your mouth.
All right, try it.
No, I'm good.
Bottoms up. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, they're fruity.
Edible shell. It says right there.
No way.
Candy beads in an edible shell.
All right, I'll do it if you do it.
You can't put as an endorsement, have been a topic of conversation. No, that's not good. That's not saying that people have raved about the styrofoam they're eating.
All right, are you going to eat it?
I'll try a bite of the styrofoam. This cannot be edible.
I can't do it.
I'm going to finish it. I'm going to swallow this one. This is disgusting.
You have medical issues. You probably shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, that's going to plug up my valve.
You're going to go in there. It seems like what killed old Kyle is the satellite wafer.
Were you eating packaging? I mean, we didn't put it on the discharge paperwork. We just thought you knew. Well, Jeff, these certainly are a bag of things.
All right, let's get to the real meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, you go ahead and rip that present open there, Steve. It is addressed right to you.
I already see what this is, and I love it. I am excited about it.
By the way, we should have done what we are supposed to be doing now, which is spin the dreidel to see who goes first.
That's true. All right.
Oh! Fine.
It's some tea from Solstice Tea Traders.
Hey, well, that is a...
Look at... Oh,
boy. Whoa. That is a bit really fancy. Nice.
We got chai cocoa black tea, cranberry dream black tea.
Is there anything good like coffee in there? Or?
Chocolate mint green tea. Ugh. Gingerbread herbal tea.
So, Steve, you're a tea guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's tea o'clock somewhere.
It's always tea
said.
O'clock somewhere.
There's six little jars in there. How many cups of or mugs of tea will that jar get you?
Yeah, that's a fine question.
Or is it in bags already?
I'm assuming it's that there are tea.
Maybe you need to bag your own tea? Is that what we're worried about?
Oh, boy. I hope not, because I don't think I have the skills necessary to do that.
You're not quite there in the tea
realm. I'm assuming that these are tea bags.
Right.
And, oh, boy. No, it is
loose tea. Annette, get the tea bags!
I don't know how to do this.
So now you need to look at how much to put into a bag.
Now I gotta go on to Amazon, order like a tea building kit.
Maybe this is them.
Oh, do you think maybe he gave...
By the way, here's what I have at home, Steve. Because for about a week, my wife drank tea. And so what do you do?
Why just a week?
Because it sucks and nobody likes it. So what I have is like they're like rubber or plastic, like the reusable... fillable tea bags. I will bring those to you to get them out of my cupboard.
Oh, I wonder if
unless she threw them away in our like a purge, which would make sense.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
That is very nice. That looks like legitimate nice tea.
Oh yeah.
That's the difference between what you're used to,
look,
the pre-bagged garbage.
When you go to the Solstice Tea Traders.
That is beautiful. Oh good, look at that another tape buck.
Here you go. Never has a podcast been so handicapped by
Yeah, and like we knew these were here. Right. And yet we started recording and thought, no, they'll open fine, I'm sure. What would be the delay?
All right, what do you got there?
Oh, this is...
Hopefully
oh,
it's
good,
a,
more packaging.
Oh.
It's a delightful
Oh,
wooden.
It's a little wooden box. Is that like a humidor? Or you got cigars in there?
Oh, man, maybe. That's
what is that?
Whiskey stones,
oh,
Steve.
Oh, whiskey
wow.
stones. Well, I mean, since you've proclaimed yourself a bourbon man, I guess I'll just take that off your hands.
I am a bourbonite, and let's take that opportunity now, Steve. Do you have any further leads on your Secret Santa gift you received in the mail.
No.
Which, in the pack, there was a bottle of bourbon. There was
a bottle of wine for my wife. There were toys in there for Evelyn.
Yeah. Like, well, maybe the bourbon was for Evelyn.
Possibly. Yeah, maybe the puzzle was for me.
This is...
All right, so what are whiskey stones?
Boy, this is like a super...
Oh, jeez, watch the headphones.
Oh, for God's sake.
So what do you do with them?
So you freeze these, Steve, I believe.
They're like ice cubes, basically?
And they get so cold, but they don't... The key with the ice and bourbon is it melts and it waters down the bourbon or the whiskey, which is what you don't want.
Oh, so these...
You want to keep...
Are they magnetic?
No, I don't believe
so. Oh, I thought when you put them together, they...
So it doesn't melt anything. You put them in this little bag. You store them in the freezer. A couple of whiskey glasses there.
I thought for sure they'd be like personalized or something.
Am I bringing some bourbon next week? And you and me having a little glass of bourbon?
We could do it.
I'll bring a bottle of bourbon over next week.
Okay. Well, I got some upstairs too from my Secret
Santa.
That's
right. Yeah, we'll have a little glass of bourbon glasses.
I mean, I'll have to have you look at it first and see if it's
crap.
Just
total
absolute
garbage.
Boy, that is nice.
That is far too kind, Jeff. My
wonderful,
goodness.
Wonderful gifts here.
I mean, my solstice giver got me a personally bound book of door tricks.
To get them fixed.
And your solstice giver got you an ill-fitting face mask that smelled like Windex.
Boy, did I try to use that today. It just didn't work.
And we got Jeff Green over here making us all look the fool and be... You know, send us legitimately very, very nice gifts. That is, Jeff, that is far too kind.
Well, we got to dig into this.
Hey, look at that. More seals.
There's a gift bag here, too. So we'll see if that's, doesn't say who it's for. Okay, that looks like some just tissue. Oh, boy.
Oh,
the original Boyer milk chocolate peanut butter cup. Okay, so this is like, these are the guys that claim that they invented the peanut butter cup.
Yeah, and Reese's, right. Reese's like stole the thunder.
Oh, the mallow cup.
Hang on, I'm getting an impression here. I think I know what happened. I think, did Jeff go get us garbage candy?
Butterscotch, peanut butter cup. Oh, wow, he got us every kind of peanut butter cup there is.
Well, that is awesome.
except for Reese's. Oh, and then one cranberry and cherry fruit bar. Wait, we got more mallow cups.
Oh, wow. So these are regular, so we have two dark, because as Jeff knows, dark chocolate is
peanut
better.
Goldenberg's peanut chews. Original dark. Love them. Oh, that looks so good. Oh, okay, what do we got here? Kit Kat Duos. Oh, I've heard that these are incredible. The mint
dark
and dark chocolate.
Mint. Yep.
Apple pie Kit Kats? That can't be good. But, I mean, we'll try it.
Oh, no, there's no way that's good.
Another apple pie. Another apple, carrot, and hemp seed fruit bar.
Oh, look at that.
That looks...
That one fell on the ground.
Hot peanuts.
Okay,
so they're from Hers, so yeah, he must be a Pennsylvania man, I'm assuming.
Well, Steve,
right?
I now know what we have. We have a peanut butter cup off coming in over the next however many weeks here on the podcast, because I have one. These aren't peanut butter.
Yeah, the mallow cups are not.
So we'll go one, two. We got four.
Four different
worth
kinds.
Our time, and then a couple of fruit bars.
Boy, I'm surprised that he included the Kit Kats because they're a little too name brand for this bunch.
Yeah, no kidding. So we'll eat these on our own time
mm-hmm.
because, as we know, they're going to be better than every other piece of garbage.
Yeah, of course.
Well, this is delightful. Whew. Thank you so much, Jeff. That is far too kind.
Incredible, Jeff. Incredible.
You really didn't have to make everybody else who sent us gifts. You know, look like trash people. Obviously, I'm kidding.
I disagree. That T-shirt.
Obviously, I'm kidding.
Amazing.
That T-shirt was a highlight of my day. To be able to see that, oh my God.
Which one are you going? You want the gray or the black?
I'm okay with either, Steve.
Okay. Kind of like the black.
Okay,
good. I like the way it really pops.
I veer away from black just because I get so much dog hair everything. But that is, Jeff, that is a lovely gift. Thank you so much. Happy solstice, Jeff.
Thank you, Nikki.
To you and yours. We will add these to the candy pile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still got
We've just got candy coming out of our butts now.
We still got a Chuck E. C. up there.
Yeah, that's a strawberry one. I think that's why it's still up there.
Oh, okay.
I think. I could be wrong. If you know, take a little look at that. Because you and I tend to lean Chuck E. C. Jr., and there must be a reason that Chuck E. C. hasn't been eaten. It's a strawberry.
Yep.
Oh, it's good for scenery. Yeah, you know, you can't win them all.
No. Boy, so, that is quite an impressive pile of candy sitting in front of you.
Yeah. Steve, there's something I wanted to ask you because...
Yeah.
And I brought this up 2 weeks ago, something different, but something I noticed, well, the icicle lights. Garbage. Your neighbor, Justin, with a Y. Horrible.
Not a
decorator.
Fan. Not a fan.
Just, they're yellow. They don't look like icicles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're the soft white. They're not
It's horrible.
See, I don't like the LED. I don't like the super bright white.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
I like the...
You like the soft white.
Yeah, soft white.
But that yellowy buttercream looking...
I don't think his are much different than what we'd have.
Ugh.
What are you saying about ours?
Well, I like yours because they're not dangled like fake icicles.
By the way, I have big plans. Nobody knows this, but I have big plans. Next year...
Christmas guy?
I think so.
Yes, you're on board. I love it, Steve.
I was pulling into the neighborhood the other night, and my neighbors, formerly Joe...
Not Slipknot Joe,
the lettuce
Joe
man.
Joe you spoke to twice a year.
Great guy. They did a really nice job. They have the lights that go like, they follow like the roof line.
Yep.
It looks really nice. I'm going to be roof line light guy
next
year.
You're getting on the roof.
I'm going, dude, every angle, every corner, every seam is going to be done.
This thing's
going to
look like a geometry problem from high school.
Yeah. So, to the point where I'm already figuring out, like, I want to go up and figure out, like, okay, this is 12 feet, this is 15
feet. Sure, you got to figure out your footage, absolutely.
I got to figure out where I'm going to need to run extension cords to, or perhaps put in an outdoor outlet.
Well, odds are, if you plan this correctly, Steve, you shouldn't need extension cords or anything. You should be able to plug everything into that one outlet on your porch.
Oh, ideally, yeah.
And you can use, if you don't like the look of, you know, you got that first 6 to 8 feet to where you're trying to get to your first spot.
Yeah.
You can get some blackout bulbs there if you'd like.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you, Steve, because we're after Christmas now. It's prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go out looking for lights? Because I'm guessing you don't have the quantity. So you're looking at retail price come next fall.
I mean, in my mind right now, I'm saying, no, of course not. I'm going to buy them, like, you know, any day now.
Right.
But the main thing is I need to go out and I need to do all the measuring. I need to figure out how many I need because I don't want to buy 300 cases of them if I only need 5.
Could also just do what I did. Buy, like, 160 feet and guess.
Yeah, that's true. Or I've always had the idea, like, I don't know why when they build houses, they don't have gutters that have built-in lights in them, like a built-in light strip.
Now, do you have the leaf guards in the gutters?
I don't. I gotta get them though.
No, you're lucky because you need special clips for leaf guard gutters. Steve, listen, you're talking to Christmas guy. Okay,
Christmas guy.
You're talking to the Christmas guy in the podcast.
I mean,
you need advice.
Nobody knows the true meaning of Christmas.
Absolutely,
like Kyle.
There's no question. It's lights. It's presents, and it's our Lord and Savior.
A little further down the line.
Obviously further down the line. Because I'm in. I'm willing. I want to help.
Okay.
I love it. I love Christmas lights. I love setting them up.
And now I'm going to do white. I think white.
Going all white. Okay.
But I want to do candles in each of the front windows.
Right. For Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
8 candles. Light one each night.
Yep. I want to have an inflatable dreidel in the front yard. They have them? They have inflatable dreidels?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe you can get an inflatable Jewish person.
Boy, that seems...
No, it's like he's holding the dreidel or holding the, you know, they've got the menorah in one hand. They've got all these things with Santa and elves, and they're holding presents, and then they're holding an inflatable Jewish person.
Inflatable Jew.
Yeah.
There we go. The mensch on a bench.
Yep. I knew there'd be something. Now, Steve, I'm looking at... You can get
these. Look at this. This guy's perfect.
You can get a decent-sized light, Steve.
Look at that guy.
Oh, yeah. Pop him out front.
$60.
Pop him out front.
Oh, that's so great.
Now you're going to need something because you can't ignore Kwanzaa.
Sure.
So you've got to have the mensch on a bench, whatever it is for Kwanzaa. You've got to have, like, your Santa stuck, you know, butt upward in a chimney.
I do have a chimney.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm pricing these things out on Amazon white light.
Sure.
You're in luck.
Yeah.
The price on there, not bad. I typed in Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. Pretty affordable. I think you're in shape. I would almost recommend...
I want the bigger bulbs.
So you're looking C5, C7, C9s then?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
So the C9 is the big old school bulb that you used to see on houses like...
Yeah.
But those are LED. They're all LED now.
I don't know if I want them that big. Is there like an in-between? Because right now we just...
the C7 and the C5. The C7 is...
Right now we have the... Like, what are the ones that we have outside now?
You want the C7. I think that's what you're looking at.
Okay.
That's what, like, we put on our Christmas tree.
Now, I want the ones that have, like, clips built in so all of the lights, like... face the same direction.
Okay,
and everything.
That's not going to happen. You're going to need to buy your own clips.
That's fine.
And put in, you know, the million of them.
Yeah.
See, here's what I do, because I don't care about that. So I put in a clip every 6 to 7 feet. And so there's a little slack.
I'm going to do clip at every bulb.
Because I leave my clips up.
Oh.
And that way when I take...
A little life hack.
Yeah, because when I take my lights down, I stand on the ground and go, like, tug.
You tie them around the bumper of your car.
Yeah, like
the gas.
Like a perforated package, you know, where you get that click, 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 click. That's me with my Christmas lights as I sprint across my yard and rip them all down.
Okay. All right. I need to start making measurements.
Yeah.
You need to remind me. Can you set a reminder in your phone for...
You think like September?
I was going to say like early October.
To measure, though, you think?
Just to say...
Christmas lights.
How is your Christmas light planning going?
So next October 1st.
Next October 1st.
You'll be giving me a ghost story. And I'll be asking you... Yeah.
Talking about a bat. Because that's the spooky time of year. That's it. We go to the... What is it? The Horrific Cast?
Yep. The Steve and Kyle's Horrific Cast.
No, it's Stevel and Vile.
Stevel and Vile's Horrific Cast. That merch is on stevenkyle.com/merch right now.
Okay.
That is on the product. I'm so excited, Steve. I love Christmas decorations. I seriously do.
See, now I'm in a situation where, like, when you pull into the Zach,
sure,
you get a full shot of the side of the house, too.
Yes,
I'm thinking maybe one of the spotlights that's, like, putting...
Yeah, the design or whatever. Yeah. Like, whether it's, you know, presents floating around or snowflakes falling. Yeah. No, that's a great look. Now, what you don't want to do... Which is what one of my neighbors have done, is the Christmas lights all along the house, which look fine, but then one of those as well at the house. You're at that point, I think you're overdoing it.
Oh,
if you're doing the same spot.
Yeah, so if you're, because you can't have your lights on the spot where your projection is.
Yeah.
It's too much. Too much.
And, you know, I'm glad you're on board with understanding, you know, how to pull back a little bit, design.
What do you think about sleigh on the roof with reindeer?
I love it. I want one myself, but I'm terrified to get on my own roof.
Okay.
But you have to go with the plastic or the heavy kind because you can't go inflatable up top. You're begging for wind problems.
Plus, it just looks like garbage.
It does look like... If you're going rooftop with an inflatable, you're asking for issues.
You got to have a cohesive display, too. You can't have... baby Jesus in the manger with Homer with a Santa hat on. It just, I don't like when people do that. It doesn't look right.
Yeah. Now, you have a house in your neighborhood, not in the Zach.
Yeah.
That I would see when I would come in.
Oh, the one.
And they would have Darth Vader. And then, you know, the Santa with his butt in the air.
Yeah.
And then like a 12-foot Ghostbuster jet puff man with a hat on.
Yep. Yeah.
They obviously appreciated their pop culture and would just buy whatever they enjoyed.
So I'm doing this. I think I like the idea of doing maybe a dry run over the summer.
Oh, sure.
Getting up there and just measuring everything out.
I think really terrify the call to Zach though, and like start putting some up. Like in like July.
Oh yeah, we're prepping.
Yep, getting ready, gang.
Well, it will be nice because then I won't have to go up there in the cold weather.
Well, and the key is you don't want to go up there in the cold weather, especially without a plan.
Yeah.
So I think you setting out some time to get measurements and, you know, see the lines and everything, really, because here's why I like to set up for Christmas like I do. And like I'm waiting for Reed to get to that age to where I can bring him outside because I don't like seeing the lights beforehand. I want to flip them on and we all see them at the same time.
Yeah.
And I want that look in his eye.
See, like the Chevy Chase.
I love it.
Clark Griswold.
I love it.
Moment where you have the two plugs and you stick them together.
Yep. I adore it. I love Christmas decorations, and I want that beam in my son's eye that I know in like 20 years he's going to be that guy out there, you know, hating every second for a few hours,
right? Yeah,
and then dreading, you know, having to take it all down. But I don't mind putting up decorations. I love the way they look, Steve. You've got a partner in crime for this.
All right.
You let me know when you're headed to the rooftop to get those measurements.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get some lights.
I got to get a bigger ladder.
You going staple gun on the roof? How are you going to do that on the roof?
No staple gun.
If you're doing roof line, what are you doing?
The clips.
On the roof line? On the shingles?
Yeah.
How do those clip? They clip it under the shingle?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to need a lot of clips then.
A lot of clips. I'm going to start hoarding them now.
Yeah. Anybody who has extra Christmas light roof clips, we will send you the address.
Yeah, it's P.O. Box 371, Hudsonville, Michigan, 49426. Just address them to Steve of the Steve and Kyle podcast. They'll get there.
Yeah, we'll start collecting those now. You'll need, at this rate, I'm guessing a couple thousand.
No,
maybe even more.
No,
honestly.
A couple hundred, I'd be good.
No, if you're going to do every bulb.
Every bulb, yeah.
Every bulb, roof line, Steve. Oh, Steve.
See, now I'm going across the top of the roof line, down the sides. I'm going around the garage roof.
Sure.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
I get it.
Tell me more about these blackout bulbs.
So you can buy the blackout bulb, and I believe if you put them... So, like, if you wanted to go connect two windows...
Like
you don't want that weird look underneath to where the lights are going.
So it just doesn't glow?
You would put blackout at the first one you don't want and the last one you don't want lit, I believe, and it would black out that area.
Oh, so they just don't turn on.
Correct. It would be... Yeah.
What do they think of next?
Listen, they're just trying to make everything Christmas accessible for idiots like you and me to where... Either, oh, boy. Actually, Steve, you might save yourself some of that heartache. There's caps now.
Really?
It just caps the bulb. We're going to look into it. I'm excited. I'm glad we're talking about this on January 3rd. Right. And that gives, but you know what?
Odds of this happening.
Gives you 50 and like a 50 and a half weeks.
Yeah.
To get this gear.
I mean, really, it would be 45 weeks probably.
Right, because you got to get, you don't want it set up like an idiot.
I want them up early. I want them up around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be an idiot setting up the week before Christmas for that week of joy.
No.
Man, I love it. I'm on board.
Boy.
I can't wait. I'll be here in my... my Santa hat, helping you out, directing traffic.
Yeah. Directed traffic.
Telling you which way to go. Telling you, you know, you just hooked that one up the wrong way, you big dummy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody, every person who's decorated for Christmas has had that one experience where they realize they connected either the first strand wrong or whatever.
Yep.
And now they're left with the female end.
Right.
Where they need a male end.
Yeah. And they don't make that converter.
And they all have to flip.
Yep. Yeah. Usually, surprisingly, that hasn't happened with us yet because my first set I have plugged in. So like,
okay, so you're starting from the
decorate,
plug.
I decorate them as they're lit.
Which is what most smart people would do unless you're like me and you have a weird superstition where you don't want to see the lights until... You know,
You need to see him. You need to see him because you need to know if the placement's right. Well, that's exciting, man.
This is great. Thank you again to everybody who sent us gifts.
Are we wrapping this up? Or are we?
Yeah, Daddy, did we have anything else we needed to get to today?
I don't think so. Let me run down the list.
I had something I was going to talk about with my neighbor, but
I got a neighbor story, too.
You've had a neighbor story, I think, saved for weeks at this point.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a stupid one like, you know, we stood at the end of the driveway and talked about our kids or something?
Guess you'll have to tune in next week to find out.
I kind of wish you had just left it silent because, like, I nailed it. You didn't want to be shamed.
Well, looks like we got an open spot next week.
Hey, the B-bit's wide open for next week.
All right, thank you to Nikki. Thank you to Jeff.
Yeah.
Except for the satellite wafers.
Yeah, listen.
You just had us eat packing peanuts, you idiot.
I'm just waiting to see where it says this is a gag gift. Because they're crap.
We should Google it. I bet that...
Now, the beads inside taste like candy.
Yeah, it just tasted it tasted like sprinkles that are on your on your ice cream.
But I'm biting styrofoam to get to it.
Yeah.
And also, you can't say it's all edible. Listen... the dirt outside's edible.
Yeah, technically, anything glass is edible if you really want to eat it.
Garrett, satellite wafers.
All right. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. Did we have any polls this week?
No, because it was year in review last week.
Oh, of course.
So, unless we had some from 2 weeks ago, Steve, let me do a quick scroll here.
All right. That's about enough. That's all the time we have today. All right. If we do, we'll get to them next week.
Yeah, and by the way, if you didn't receive your solstice gift by now, be in touch immediately so we can kind of check on that for you to make sure that it either is en route or it's stuck somewhere or has been ordered.
Yeah, just DM us at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we'll look into that. But yeah, we'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.